Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Well, I was going to, you know, save this for later, but might as well just put it out now. But, like, I think one of the things that they've done here is I wouldn't be surprised if they just go six man out of the jump. And I wouldn't be surprised, and I know that this is going to ruffle feathers of the traditional baseball minds, but like for the first 2-3 months of the season, like I don't think I'm letting Nola and Wheeler pitch more than five innings a start. And
I don't disagree. I just love, you're absolutely right. This is the kind of thing where old school baseball fans would not like that.
They wouldn't, but I'm not letting them pitch more than five or six innings to start, five innings in a perfect world, and then I'm getting through the rest of the game with like the Falters, the Plassmeyers, the Chris Sanchez's, you know, whether that's Griff, whether that's any of these guys, like that gives you four options that they should give you some depth to where, you know, you can extend these games and you don't have to ride Wheeler and Nola into the ground so that they're not tired come September, come when the innings get, you know, more important. And this is kind of what they did last year. It was like last year they essentially gave Wheeler a month off. You know, with Nola, they started giving him extra rest to make sure he's good to go. And it ended up benefiting them. Wheeler had a bit of a dead arm, I think, in the playoffs. But
still, you know, I mean, who knows what it would have been if they hadn't have given in that time, right? I mean, does he even make it through the playoffs if it were
exactly
for that?
So I just have this idea that they're heading into the year. They know that Nola pitched 230 some innings, Wheeler 175, and pitching into game six of the World Series. Go six men right from the jump. Let those guys pitch like five innings and then hand it over to the rest of the bullpen and kind of manage your way through this thing until you get to hopefully the postseason and you can go from there. And then, you know, around mid-August, September, start ramping them up, you know, say, okay, now it's go time. Like we got to shut this thing down. We get Bryce back. And, you know, hopefully it doesn't screw them early. Obviously.
Well, yeah,
plan.
That's the part of it, right? It's that you're in the toughest division in the sport and you're going up against two teams that are both coming off 101 win seasons or whatever it is, 100 win seasons like that. And it does matter to win the division. Look, we saw the Phillies go on a run in the wild card game this year and go from there, but you don't want to have to play those extra games. You don't want to have to be a part of that first round, even though I know there was a lot of success for the wild card teams in the second round. And there's the argument with momentum and all that stuff. But I mean, ideally, the regular season is going to matter for this Phillies team. They can't just coast to the playoffs. Like, they need to try and win this division. They need to try and set themselves up for playoff success. But having said that, even with that in mind, I think you're right, Jack. I think that the only way that they can, again, look, the other part that we don't talk about is if they're in a certain position at the deadline and they can trade McAble for a starter or this or that, and you can change your team still in season. But like, I just don't see how you make a deep run in the playoffs if you don't get Nola and Wheeler rest throughout the season. Like, I just don't see how those guys could do what they did last year, come back after, again, a short off season. We're not used to that either. They played in November. We're usually done at the end of September. You know, that I don't know how you have to get those guys rest. You can't just say, all right, go out and do it again. Like, they will not last.
They won't. It's kind of like why they should sit Jalen today.
Who cares about the Eagles today, Jack? It's a Philly Sunday. What are we doing here?
Yep. They're 16-point favorites. I'm sure Gardner Minshew couldn't beat Davis Webb today. no, but like
I do love that they're like the whole like Giants not playing their starters went from Tyrod Taylor to like, we're just gonna throw Davis Webb.
He hasn't thrown a pass in the NFL. Like,
we care so little about this game that we don't even want to get our backup quarterback hurt. Cool.
Yeah. Yep. But we gotta get Hurts out there because they're gonna blow it. Who's not 100%. Anyway, it's just whatever.
That was way too much Eagles talk. What are we doing here?
I know. It's Gregory Soto today. But yeah, it's like they have to be. I know Angelo might come out of retirement if they come out and they're like, listen, Wheeler and Nola, no more than five innings to start. Like, I think Angelo signs a three-year extension.
Yeah, I'm back in the middays in that case. Nothing changes for me. Yeah.
And I know, like, it sounds insane, but they have the depth now. Like, we don't have to. This is what the Dodgers have done. You know, the Dodgers don't let their guys get overworked. Now, I do think it does have to be a balance. Like, I don't think you can do this throughout the entire year and expect them to go into the postseason and be like, all right, give me seven.
You need
now.
Those. And also you need your relievers to be fresh, too. I know you have a bunch of guys that you can go through, but you don't want to do it to the point where you overwork some of these guys where you don't get the best Soto or the best Alvarado or the best. I mean, we saw those guys. I mean, Alvarado. I mean, that was one of the biggest reasons they ended up losing is because he just didn't have anything left in the tank by the end of it. You know, so you got to worry about both sides of that. It's not just the starters. It's also those relievers.
Yeah.
And in November and stuff, too.
And you probably extended to the bullpen, too. Like, no back-to-backs until July, you know.
Joe Girardi.
Oh, he's finally got his team. Would you let Joe Girardi come back and manage his team now that he has, like, he essentially has a Super Bullpen? Would you let Joe come back? Say, all right. Man. We got you what you're looking for. We've basically built what you had in New York. Yeah. Now go try to win with it. Now the difference is that last year they had to pitch the guys on back to back because they didn't have the depth. Like Knebel should have been pitching back to backs and those guys because they need wins.
And look what happened to Knebel, right? You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So now with the depth they have, which with the top seven, where you could trust some of those guys at four or five of them to close out a game. You can kind of mix and match and manage.
Real quick, can we just not gloss over the statement that you just like we have four dudes who can come in and close a game? What? The Phillies? Is that allowed, Jack? Dude, is that allowed?
Dude, between that and Craig Kimbrell in his like press conference the other day talking about how the Phillies biomechanics or whatever like got him sold on everything. It's like, what world are we living in right now to where like the Phillies have a
smart world. Phillies smart team world.
I think they have like the second most analytics isn't the right word, but like the second most like scientist guys like whatever in baseball behind like the Dodgers.
It makes me so happy to hear that.
Well, now listen, and factor in that they're building a $300-some million complex down in Clearwater to make it even like more souped up. And might start tearing up. Honestly, this is more important to me than winning.
We're entering the golden era of the Phillies. All this stuff is good. Dombrowski set up the organization for success.
It's so funny. It's like, I just wish we could go back to the beginning. Like when Dave Dombrowski walked in and he was like, we're going to do this, 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 and this. And like Middleton's like, sweet. I don't know. Whatever.
Here's my checkbook. Go ahead. Whatever you need, buddy.
That's what they're doing, dude. That is what they're doing is that, you know, listen, you can have Steve Cohen all you want. But without the right guy running the team, it doesn't ultimately matter. And the Phillies have a good mix.
It's so true. And also to your point, I think Middleton always wanted to be the type of owner who trusted he did trust Klentak and McPhail too much, even right to the point where at the end, he kind of just had to step in and start doing things and get involved and doing the Harper stuff and all that. But like, I think that ideally Middleton wanted someone there that he just felt confident, knew what he was doing, and he could give him money and support him and let him do it. The problem was with Klentak and McPhail, he couldn't trust them. And he found that out. And he's like, oh, crap, I can't give them my money. I can't let them do this stuff. I have to be involved. I think ideally this is what Middleton wanted too.
Well, you know? And the other thing that has made me realize is that, you know, I think that in a perfect, like, I think, I think they wanted to hire Haim or whatever. And the difference between Haim is that the Red Sox like wanted to build the Rays from a standpoint of like not spending any money.
Such whereas
the Phillies have essentially, if things go to plan, you know, the Dodgers hired Friedman and then we're also like, hey, you can go spend a ton of money as well. And it's like, they're almost developing a perfect mix. Now, the last thing that they have to get completely right is developing hitters and
drafting and developing hitters
and more guys through the draft and figuring that out. But even that they did a whole overhaul, James. Like they hired another guy from Driveline that's all like biomechanics.
Biomechanist here got hired by the Phillies. It's like you're damn right you did, buddy. Yeah. You're damn right you did.
Don't know what you do. Couldn't explain it to anyone, but
no, I don't even really know what a biomechanist does, but I want a room full of them. down in the complex. Yes.
But you read everything they're going through with the player development stuff, and it's like they want a mixture of old school and new school. They're developing a Phillies way.
What does this sound like? Well, I've never heard these concepts except the entire history of this podcast.
Again, we gave them the blueprint, And to their credit, listen, they got some. Listen, we were wrong, Dombrowski. You know, whatever. Yeah. We might have been wrong, but they're doing everything we wanted. And now they added Gregory Soto.